This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A vote on President Bush's nominee to run the Peace Corps comes up later today in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Normally, this vote wouldn't attract much attention, but former Peace Corps volunteers and staff strenuously oppose nominee Gaddy Vasquez. They say the former county supervisor from Southern California is unqualified. But the Republican has support from some prominent congressional Democrats, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
In the past few weeks, senators have been contacted by thousands of former Peace Corps volunteers and staff. Their arguments against Gaddy Vasquez run about like this. His main government experience was as an Orange County supervisor during the time when the wealthy Southern California county went bankrupt. It was the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. Vasquez resigned before his term was up, preempting a recall campaign. But he hung on to his campaign war chest. It enabled him to spend $100,000 to help George Bush get elected president. These are not the qualifications of a Peace Corps director, says Jack Hood Vaughn, himself a former director of the Peace Corps in the late 1960s.
I really don't think we should be making long-shot bets on the future of the Peace Corps. It's too important, it's too sensitive to have what comes across as a California political hack in charge.
This is not a partisan issue for Vaughn. Like Vasquez, he's a Republican. Unlike Vasquez, Vaughn has held diplomatic posts in Africa and Latin America, and he decries the nominee's lack of foreign policy expertise.
I was there at his hearing, as I mentioned, and apparently he went to Bohemia once to observe elections. But there's really no experience or travel, apparently no interest on his part to date in foreign affairs and business and policy.
Such criticisms of Vasquez are cruel and unfair, according to California Senator Barbara Boxer. While she's a Democrat, she supports Vasquez. So does Democratic Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, who, like Vasquez, hails from Orange County. Vasquez has changed, says Sanchez, since he left the Board of Supervisors 6 years ago and found new ways to contribute to the community.
One of the reasons I think that he can be very effective is that he has been very driven to causes that deal with minority communities, that deal with children, with education, and I think that he has provided insight, knowledge, and work towards these nonprofit organizations.
A Peace Corps spokeswoman said that Gaddy Vasquez would not be available for interviews during the confirmation process. But at his confirmation hearing, Vasquez insisted that he and the other county supervisors had done their utmost to be vigilant about county business, and that he resigned from the Board of Supervisors not because of a recall campaign, but because he'd achieved his goals and wanted to spend more time with his family. Whatever the reason for his hasty retreat, it was a hard fall for a man who was the California Republican Party's rising Latino star, says Alan Saltstein, chair of the Political Science Department at California State University at Fullerton.
He's an attractive guy. He's articulate. I think the feeling was this was someone who could encourage the burgeoning Latino population in Orange County to lean toward the Republican Party.
Even though he never distinguished himself as a county supervisor, in Saltstein's view.
I wasn't convinced that he understood the complexities of government, that he had great ideas or had a vision of where the county should or shouldn't be going.
And when the county went down the tubes, Vasquez's political career, like all his colleagues on the Board of Supervisors, was ruined.
Be interesting if Vasquez does proceed to get this Peace Corps position. He will be the first to have successfully resurrected himself from the stigma of the bankruptcy.
And a few years from now, the California GOP could once again have an attractive, articulate Latino candidate, a former director of the Peace Corps, to bring more Latino voters into the fold. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.